That dharma, by which the soul becomes fully satisfied, can it be found anywhere else aside from Krishna consciousness?
I don't think.
And I was other religions.
Because they are all ahituki. There is moti. Moti. And conditional. Therefore, it is very difficult. And it is clearly said, ahituki apratihata. That is.
National Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Thank you. Good.
This is Prabhupada's first visit to Rome, to Italy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He will stay some days here.
Yes. You have visited India?
Oh, I have been many times, yeah. In India, see.
You have been to Vrindavan?
No. I have been to Varanasi, to Calcutta, to Bombay, Agra, Darjeeling, and many other places, and Nepal too, see.
My birthplace is in Calcutta.
Yeah, very nice. New Delhi, same. And Monsignor too. He has visited a lot of places, eh?
Something.
In Kerala?
Kerala. Tiruchirappalli.
I haven't been there.
Kochi, Madras, Bombay, of course. Yes, last year I attended a kind of manifestation of your movement in Bombay.
Ah.
Yes, I visited. It was
Bombay, there was function.
Yes.
At that time, you were there?
In January.
Oh. Across Maidan.
Yes.
Across Maidan.
Yes.
That was that festival. The Bhagavad Dharma discourses. We have a festival program in India.
Yes.
We've had one in Bombay, Calcutta,
yes.
Delhi, and for 1 week.
Yes.
And Srila Prabhupada has spoken. Many times every night there's been thousands of people, 10,000 people.
Yes, and so just last year, about the 20th of January, it was this week of festivals, of discussions, of preaching, sermons,
yeah.
Many manifestations. Many people attended, and I too visited this. Yes, it was.
In Calcutta also we had such
yes.
function. 30,000 people.
Yes. Would you be so kind to say to us something about your movement, which
yes.
is spread in the world?
Our movement
yes.
is that is first-class religious system,
yes.
which teaches how to love God.
Yeah.
This is the sum and substance of our movement. There is a Sanskrit statement in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai punsham paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaje ahituki apratihata jayatma sampasidati. If you want to be happy, then you must take to the superior type of religious system, which teaches the followers how to love God without any motive and which is never checked by any material condition. God's name is given here as Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means beyond experimental knowledge. God has got many names according to different situation. And one of the names for the materialistic person, adhokhaya. Akhaja means experimental knowledge. Akha means eyes or senses. Beyond sense perception. So, we cannot speculate about God. But we can understand about God from authorities. This is the conception of Bhagavad Dharma. So, the human life is especially meant for understanding God. That is the version of the Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta philosophy. The Vedanta philosophy teaches Athāta Brahma Jigyāsā. Now this human form of body, which is above the lower grades of forms, there are 8,400,000 forms of body. The soul is transmigrating, evolution. But when we get this human form of body, our main business is to inquire about God. Athāta Brahma Jigyāsā. Now, if somebody inquires what is God, the immediate reply is, God is the source, original source of everything. Janmādasya-yatā. So, the human form of life is meant for understanding God and according to our philosophy, if human body is not utilized for understanding God, then it is misused. If we simply spoil our life like the animals, eating, sleeping, sex life and defending, then the human life is spoiled like animals. The real necessity of human life is to understand God, not only to understand God superficially, but to understand our eternal relationship with Him, and then praise on the ultimate goal of life is to go back to home, back to Godhead. That is ultimate goal. And if you simply try to understand God as we get it from the revealed scriptures, then after giving up this body, tapta deham, deham means this body. After this death, there are many deaths in many bodies, but after this death, tapta deham punarjanmanaiti, he does not enter again into the material body, in his original spiritual body. He goes back to home, back to God. So, this is some substance of our Krishna consciousness movement. And we have got many Vedic literatures about it, especially the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we have published Bhagavad Gita as it is. The publisher is Messrs. Macmillan and Company, and we are selling. It has already gone 5th edition, and each edition they have published 50,000 copies. And this is the preliminary study book to understand God. And then when one is past of this knowledge, then he can begin the Srimad Bhagavatam, which have published like this, 60 volumes, all original verses from Bhagavatam and explain. Then this is graduate study. Then after this is postgraduate studies, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. This book is in 12 volumes. And the other book, Bhagavatam, 60 volumes. There are many other corollaries, just like Science of Devotion. Have you got this book? No. Nectar of Devotion. So we have already published about 24 books of this nature. So people are accepting, especially in the Western countries. Recently we have received report, some of the learned scholar professors, they have ordered all the books they have introduced in the class. Yale University, Temple University, and they are enlisting my books in the bibliography of Indian philosophy, and they're distributing to the learned circles. Last year we have sold
4 million
pieces of books in the Western countries. So you are encouraged. And these boys, young boys, they are encouraged me by joining this movement. And one priest in Boston, he issued one pamphlet that these boys are our boys. How is that? Before that, they did not come to church. They did not inquire what is God. And now, why they are mad after God? This was his remark. And some of the American public, they inquire from them, are you Americans? So this movement is getting ground all over the world, Krishna consciousness movement. And among the higher scholarly section also. This is some substance of our movement. Our principle is to become sinless. Because in the Bhagavad Gita you will find this verse. Find out. Jisam antagatam papam janana punyakarmana te dandamaha nirmukta bhajante maam dhiravrata. Jisam, why? He is saying, a person who is completely free from all sinful contamination, such person can become a pure devotee of God. Jesam antavatam papam janana pannakarvana te dandamahanim. Read it.
Jesam tvantakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandvamohaniramukta bhajanti mam drindhavrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are free from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously, and have conquered sinful reactions can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, gradually they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in the association of pure devotees who can deliver one from delusion. As it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality, nor to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination.
So, we permit our students to refrain from four sinful activities. No illicit sexual life. No meat eating, and no intoxication, up to drinking tea, coffee, or smoking. They are also intoxicants. And no gambling. These four principles they avoid completely. And as it is recommended in this book, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhya Jivang Namaskuru. Always think of me, Manmana. Just become my devotee. Just offer your obeisances unto me and just worship me. Four principles. If you follow these four principles without any offense, then you go back to home, back to God. So for remembering God, we chant always God's name in these beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And we worship. This is also a church.
It's Japan.
Japan.
It's from Tibet.
Tibet.
Yes. Tibet. That's a gift of Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama.
India.
Buddhism.
Buddhism. This is from India.
This is Hindu temple.
Yes, Hindu temple. The Marrakesh Mosque.
Well, I think that because you are friends of God and we are friends of God, we are all friends, and yes, this is good. But I think that if I understand it well, that your aim is to reach people who are unbelievers or people who are atheistic, as you said before. And then I would like to know, you are not obliged, you are completely free to do what you want, but I would like to know if you go into these places or amongst these people, and there are many places and many peoples in the world where in these conditions without faith and without spiritual values, because as for For us, we hope so. We are good friends of God, and we are always in our prayers and meditation united to God. But we thank you for your visit and for this season. We are good friends all together. But I would like to know historically your work. I mean, if you go into these areas or into these places where it's possible. Like, for instance, take the example of Russia. Now you are in good relations. India and Russia probably for Indians is easier than for Europeans or for some of our countries or for Americans. Have you this program? Do you go into these areas, into these places?
Yes, you go.
Yes.
I went to Moscow.
Yeah.
I was invited.
And then, this is because they need badly, they need this spirit of friendship with God and with His supreme values. I wouldn't say to the Muslim world, because they are good believers in God, is probably they are more faithful to. And for instance, these areas of the modern world, like also in the States sometimes, because these big cities are like New York or Tokyo or Toronto and so on. These are cities where they are areas where spiritual values have no meaning for these people. It's a pity, and we have to come to be very open and very friendly. Ah, good, this is. And your method is meditation and prayer, if I understand it well?
Two things.
Method.
We recommend two things. For the mass of people, this prayer, kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. So this is prayer. Hare means appealing to the energy of God. And Krishna is God. Oh, the energy of God. Oh, God. Please engage me in your service. This is the sum and substance of the Hare Krishna. Hare, oh, the energy of God, Krishna, oh, the Lord. Please engage me in your service. Because we are now engaged in the service of Satan, Maya. Maya. So, therefore we are suffering. Service we have to render. Because we are meant for rendering service. But when we forget God, then we render service to Maya. Therefore, it is the prayer to God that please pick me from this service and engage me to your service.
Mm.
Service is my occupation. I cannot become master. That is not possible. The Mahavadi philosopher, they sometimes say that we are now in Maya. As soon as we are out of Maya, then we become master. We do not agree to this philosophy.
Mm.
We remain servant even after liberation. We are servant here, and we are servant always, just like a citizen and government.
Mm.
The government is always master. If you do not accept the laws of government, then you are put into prison. There also you are subjected to the laws of God or the government. Similarly, either in Maya or liberated, we are all a servant, eternal servant. But when we are a servant in liberation, giving service to God, that is our real life or real happiness. But when we give service to the Maya, that is our miserable condition. So, in Moscow I had been, had a long talk with Professor Kotowski, the Indologist.
Yeah.
So...
Did you talk with people there? Were you permitted, were you allowed to talk with the people on the streets and so on?
Yes.
You were, and this
no,
way?
Not on the street.
Where?
Some of the
boys,
they came to my hotel.
I see.
So far I saw the people, they are very nice. Mm. They are very nice, but the government suppresses their sentiments. Everyone has got religious sentiments. The people is as good as in other places. I don't find any difference. It is not that the whole Russia is atheist. It is not that. They are as others, they are like that. And our philosophy is that everyone is God conscious. Simply, it is being suppressed either by the so-called leaders or by the influence of external energy which is called Maya. We have got a verse in this Chaitanya Charitamrita where it is said that nitya siddha krishna bhakti sadhya prabhu no. It is not an artificial thing. To make one God conscious is not artificial. God consciousness is there, even in the life of aborigines, most crude people. It has to be awakened by education. Sabranadi Shuddha Chitta, one has to be educated and he should be given chance to hear about God. Then as soon as he becomes purified in his consciousness, he accepts and begins to love God. So it is not an artificial thing, either in Russia or any place. Any human being, he has got dormant love for God. It has to be awakened by processes. Therefore I began that process which quickly awakens that God consciousness and engages him in the service of the Lord. That is first class religious system. Paro means first class. But simply a sentiment will not help. Therefore, a religion must be based on philosophy. And my spiritual master used to say this, that philosophy without religion is mental speculation. And religion without philosophy is sentimental. They should be combined. Philosophy and religion must be, or religion must be based on philosophy. Then it is perfect. We cannot separate these two things. Simple philosophical speculation will not help. And simple sentiments, rituals, formalities will not help. They should be combined. So this combination is here in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
In our Christian faith, the love of God is joined with the love for man. Are you also interested with this loving, this love for man, for our neighbors?
No. Because love for man, let me say, love for man is imperfect conception. Because God is for everyone. God is not monopolized by simply human society. The animal society, the bird society, the tree society, they are all living entities. So, according to our karma, they are differently dressed. That is the most important philosophy. That a soul is part and parcel of God. Somehow or other, the soul is now separated from the service of the Lord, and according to his desire of enjoying this material world, he has been offered different types of body. So either human being or animal or trees or aquatic, birds, beasts, everyone, all living entities, they are all part and parcel of God. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvajoni sukontaya sambhavanti murtaya. Can you find out? The sarvajoni sukontaya sambhavanti murtaya. Tasang mahajani brahma. Aham bija padapita. There are different species of life. Sarvajoni. Joni means species of life. And there are forms, different forms. But within that form, yes, really?
Sarva yoni shukanteya murtayak sambhavantiyaha tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradak pita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
Yes. So, from God's standpoint of view, we cannot take simply that to serve the human being is to serve God. Another point is that living entities, this service, according to Sanskrit conception, service is offered to the superior and to the inferior. Mercy, there are two words, seva, the Sanskrit word, seva, and daya. You know something of Sanskrit, no?
Some words, yes.
The seva means service.
Yes.
So service is offered to the superior,
yes,
and to the inferior or subordinate, we offer our compassion. Similarly, as we are eager to give service, similarly, we should be eager to be compassionate. So it is not very good idea.
Yes.
Just like in India, they say, Daridra Nara, some mission, that to give service to the human being and cut the throat of the animal. This philosophy is not good.
Yes.
Yes.
But, I know something, the Bhagavad Gita. If I am not wrong, in the chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita,
yes,
verse 64,
yes,
there is the affirmation that God loves man. You are beloved from me. And in some cases, we consider this affirmation as the very core of Indian religiosity, and we appreciate very much this affirmation of love of God for man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think,
yes,
about this?
No, man is supposed to be elevated position, how to love God. And it does not make any distinction between a human being and an animal. That is really the symptom of God. That sarvajoni, just like if I am obedient son of my father, how can I neglect one son who is very stupid? Rather, if I say to my father, Father, this son is stupid, he does not give any service, so please allow me to cut his head. The father will never. The father, either a stupid son or very intelligent son, he is kind to everyone because they are sons. So similarly, if a man is real lover of God, he cannot cut throat of the enemies. I think therefore, Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill. That is not, if actually one is lover of God, how he can give trouble, pains to others? That is not possible.
Excuse me, If I insist on the first question I asked for, your aim, your most important aim, if I understood it well, is to bring the faith and love for God to man. No, this is your first aim. To encourage men to be
lover of God.
To become lovers of God, yeah. Friends to God. All right. Do you believe, I mean now from the point of view of facts, of events, not of ideas, of events, reality, do you think that there are many these men who are without spiritual ideas in the world of today?
Mostly.
Do you think so? And then you think that the men of God are a minority. Men of God are a minority. Ecco, this you think. And then I ask for a second question. Before I give to you an example, I have a hobby, as many men in the world have their own hobbies.
Yeah.
My hobby is what I used to do when I am traveling. I travel a lot. I used to make friends among young people, generally teenagers. Then I try to do this, people who are unbelievers, who are in difficulties, who are men of weak faith, who don't love, at least they say they don't love God. Because I think that we are few men who love God, friends to God, we are not many. And we have to go and to look for these people and for these areas or environments where these peoples live. And it is for this reason that I say always when I have good friends in Rome, priest, Catholic priest, well, go to an area because here is too many. They don't need you here, but go to, Stockholm or go to Copenhagen, where there are a few, really, also Christians, I mean Catholic or Protestants, we are all brethren, but go there because there are very few people who are dedicated to God. What do you believe about this? Your society, your movement, your spiritual movement is dedicated for this kind of people and for these areas or not? I ask, it's not.
For all.
For all. Well, also we are for all, but I mean, you have not so many people, you have some thousand people. Do you prefer for this, your people, do you prefer that they go to a place where God is not known, where spiritual values are not estimated, or they go also to places where God is loved and God is present?
Everywhere.
Well, thank you.
They try to go in the villages of Africa.
Yeah.
They are. Mm-hmm. Almost aborigines with their
local people.
Yes.
Locals, you see.
So mm-hmm. Our process is so nice. That is recommended process in this age. The chanting the holy name of God. So we chant this holy name of God, perhaps you have seen.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
We dance.
Yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Anyone, any children, they join.
Yes.
Yeah. Even the children, the job, man.
This is very similar to the Christian message. We bring it everywhere.
It's a common liturgy.
So we have no such distinction. So to the mass of people, we chant this Hare Krishna mantra. But when there are learned scholars, elevated person, then we present a lot of philosophy. And we have got so many writings, both ways, the mass and the class, or the scholars. We are prepared to meet everyone. Our mission is to make everyone, no distinction, that this class should be given preference and that should be neglected. No. We have got instrument to awaken everyone. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can enthuse thousands and thousands of men to join us. And those who are advanced in philosophy and religious system, we have got these books. So we do not neglect anyone. We approach everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Very useful explanations.
And it is being effective.
Yes.
It is being effective. In our group we find Africans, Americans, Indians,
yes.
Europeans,
yes.
Canadians, Japanese,
yes.
Chinese,
yes.
Everywhere.
And what concerns the Buddhist countries where God is not so, at least the person of the name of God is not so relevant? I am just coming from Bangkok, where we had a meeting with Buddhist monks of Theravada. And have you also some movement, some kind of action to spread the love of God, to rise it?
Many Buddhists, they do not believe in God.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, according to our Vedic conception, Buddhist philosophy is atheistic philosophy.
Yes.
But also practically, theoretically, yes, but practically, do you think that they are atheistic?
No.
Practically, because
No.
Theoretically, is a
yes. Theoretically,
yeah.
Atheistic.
I agree.
Because they believe in Lord Buddha, they're atheistic. Because we accept Lord Buddha as incarnation of God, Krishna.
But also some of them, they believe, they take Buddha as a God, then they are believers.
Yes, Buddha is God. Buddha, that is stated.
Excuse me, if I go back for a moment to this question, which is not that I ask if you are exclusive. If you go only to some, you go to all the people. I agree, this is not what... But because we are few, I give an example. Why, instead of going, suppose, to South Africa, where the great majority are believers, you don't go to Japan?
Yes.
This is more important, because you are not so many. If you go to South Africa, not go to Japan, I mean, because also we are not so many. It's a question of possibility, of chances. Why you don't choose these, this is my question, these areas where Japan, for instance, is an area very atheistic, where yesterday I had this sect with me of the not perfect liberty. Is called of the no, Sokagaka is a different one. Mr. Koyama is the president. He came yesterday, Mr. Koyama. Well, they don't believe, as you said, this is philosophy. Welfare is happiness, but not in the in your meaning and in my meaning. Well, this is only to ask you. Then you go to Japan. Because this is very important. This is
we have got center in Japan, in
Hong Kong.
Are you welcome in Japan? People are interested, eh?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Recently, some of our teachers, they have collected $50,000 from the Japanese. They wanted to contribute me for my Vrindavan temple, but the Japanese government will not allow to let the money go out.
Right.
So, you know, and I have seen personally, when I went to Japan 3-4 times, these Japanese boys and girls, they are as good as these American European boys. And that is my practice. Oh, they are my students, they offer me respect. so much. The Japanese boys are, without being my student, they offer the same respect. Mm. So I thought that the Japanese is very good. Everywhere, that I told you only, that the love of Godhead is dormant in everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he is. It is the process to awaken that love of God. And that is first class religion.
Mm.
The matter is already there.
Yes.
Simply we have to awaken. Now that process,
yeah,
which awakens very quickly, that is first class religion. That is the first. And besides that, a really understanding of God is very rarely found. In the find out this verse. Manasanam sahasreshu kasti jatati siddhai jatatamati siddhyanam kasti teti maam tatata. Out of many millions of persons, manasanam sahasreshu, somebody is trying to make his life perfect. Others are simply trying to enjoy life like animals. So manasanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhi and jatatamabhi siddhyana. Out of many millions of such persons who are trying to make his life perfect, hardly one can understand what is God. This is the step. Read it.
Manushyam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatamabhi siddhanam kaschit maam veti tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Read the purport.
There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first six chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super-self, and the process of realization by jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, and the discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can only be known by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, he is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna, although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadirari Govinda Ksarga Karana Karana. It is very difficult for the non-devotees to know him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti, practiced by the unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti, may be easy, but when it is practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vinhinvina Ahaitaki Harir Bhakti Bhaktir Utpatayai Vakalapate. Devotional service to the Lord that ignores the unauthorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, the Puranas, the Narada Pancharatra, etc. is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman-realized impersonalist nor the Paramatma-realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna, muhyanti yat surayah, mam tu vedana kashchana. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does not know him, then samahatma sudurlabha, such a great soul is very rare. If one does know him, then such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, he cannot know Krishna as he is, tatvataha, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, in the cause of all causes, in his omnipotence and opulence, in his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees. He is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Atakshi Krishna Namadina Bhaved Grahya Mindriyaya Sevon Mukhi Jivado Swayameva Spratyadaha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service to him. That's from the Padma Purana.
So, position means this, that hardly out of many millions one actually understands what is God. So our field of activity is everything.
Yeah.
In that sense, not in this particular and that particular. Because in truth, hardly very few people understand what is God.
Okay. Yeah, that's wonderful. We hope to see you in India sometimes, or here, again, and...
Do they have a copy of Bhagavad Gita? I don't think you have this.
What is this?
You would like, you can take this.
I have this.
This is
yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
You can have this.
Right, see you.
Please take it.
Sure. It's a beautiful land.
There are many copies of Bhagavad Gita,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
But the unusual happening with this version,
yes,
is until this was presented, yes, there was no devotee version.
Remark I said very nicely.
Yes, we have also many translations.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You have not got my
equipment.
We have here one. Translation with commentary of Professor Zener from Oxford. He's one former consultant.
He's forward by Professor Dimak.
This is a professor from Chicago University.
Yes.
Who wrote a forward to this edition.
Yes.
He makes an interesting comment.
I have also another by Vivekananda. Yes.
Professor Dimak's.
It's very spread, very famous. Yes. The gospel.
Swami Bhaktivedanta comments upon the Gita from this point of view.
Yes.
And that is legitimate.
That is legitimate.
Yes.
More than that, in this translation, the Western reader has a unique opportunity of seeing how a Krishna devotee interprets his own texts.
Yes.
It is a Vedic.
A Krishna devotee?
Yes.
Interpreting on Krishna?
Yes.
And a non devotee interpreting
yes.
Krishna?
Oh,
this
yes.
Is part of it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Realize.
So, mostly the editions are by non-devotees.
Oh, yes.
So they cannot enter.
Oh, yes. The same problem we have with our scriptures.
Yeah.
Because when the scriptures are interpreted by devotees,
yeah.
by believers,
yeah.
they are very faithful
yes.
in translating. When the scriptures are translated, yes,
legitimate.
It's very important.
Yes.
Yes.
Read it again.
You are the best interpreters.
Yes.
Yes. Qualified interpreters.
In this translation, the Western reader has a unique opportunity of seeing how a Krishna devotee interprets his own texts.
Yes.
It is a Vedic exegetical tradition justly famous in action. This book is then a welcome addition from many points of view. It can serve as a valuable textbook for the college student. It allows us to listen to a skilled interpreter explicating a text which has profound religious meaning. It gives us insights into the original and highly convincing ideas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava school. In providing the Sanskrit in both Devanagari and transliteration, it offers a Sanskrit specialist the opportunity to reinterpret or debate particular Sanskrit meanings, although I think there will be little disagreement about the quality of the Swami's Sanskrit scholarship. And finally, for the non-specialist, there is readable English and a devotional attitude which cannot help but move the sensitive reader. And there are the paintings, which incredibly, as it may seem to those familiar with contemporary Indian religious art, were done by American devotees. The scholar, the student of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and the increasing number of Western readers interested in classical Vedic thought have been done a service by Swami Bhaktivedanta, by bringing us a new and living interpretation of a text already known to many. He has increased our understanding manyfold, and arguments for understanding in these days of estrangement need not be made. This is stated by Professor Edward C. Dimmock, Department of South Asian Languages and Civilization, University of Chicago.
Yeah, please take this.
Thank you. It will be a source also for our quotations, and also to give a true interpretation by the devotee. Yes. There is the text.
The sales manager of Mrs. Macmillan Company, he reported that this book is selling, increasing. The other edition, that is
a good sign of interest. Thank you. Yeah, well, we will be united in hopes and prayer and
yes,
stressing.
Can we pray to God?
Yeah,
let's
each other, and I thank you for your kindness for coming. And if sometimes you come to Rome, don't forget this. This is a very difficult place to find that. Trust Everett, no? But now you know. Ah, you know it. You have been here, eh?
I've been staying here since October.
With Monsignor Rossano, this
yes,
is nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I will leave now for Africa, Bamako, Mali, for a meeting with Muslims. Bamako, I will be there for a few days. Bamako, Freetown, Bathurst, Conakry, these cities of West Africa, French-speaking Africa.
So. Some of our devotees are going to Lagos.
Ah, Lagos, yeah. See, you are going? Also you?
No, not me.
Uh-huh.
My godbrothers are going.
I have been there for 3 years.
Oh.
In Lagos, a big city, eh? The majority are Muslims, 60%. And the others are Christians or local religions. They are deeply religious people in Nigeria. Deeply religious. All believers, they say.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I am so happy. And,